This is Deirdre Nealon, editor of The Healing Muse, with this week's selection. Poet Louisa Villani from New Jersey creates a poignant portrait of how mental illness traps not only the person who suffers from it, but also the family. Her poem, The Proper Use of Spells, is an incantation spoken by a daughter who is trying to get her father to a hospital. The Proper Use of Spells. The terrible thing is that I understand the voices, though I myself have never had the luxury of losing my mind. I assume losing one's mind is like a faith fall, a folding of the arms. The mind folds in, and all good reason collapses, like a beach umbrella closing for the season. I watch it go, with its tattered valise trailing the same pair of nylons for miles. My father never doubted I would catch him, so he fell off his meds, again. As his serotonin levels fell, the danger creature in him rose like a glass bubble from the primordial ooze and wore him like a skin. This incantation I call the Saint's Patience Hymn, or the Caring Daughter Ditty. It begins with the staccato knock of knuckles on a door, very reminiscent of a conductor's baton. When danger creature rises, it wants what it wants when it wants it, like a piece of pie at 2 a.m. So it knocks on your bedroom door. It knocks and it knocks till you rise in your sweatpants and you go to an all-night diner where the brown laminate table wears a patina of tiny scratches. Everything here is dulled the way creature likes it, fogged by something that can never be wiped away. Watch the waitress's arm, back and forth. That rhythm. Begin your line. Here comes the coffee, pie, French fries, and maybe a bloody steak, but no cigarettes. The machine is out here, Dad. Keep talking. Television or weather. The spell of be here now. In the moment, you see the countless random impacts required to create the table's film. You see the need to change the name of the 5150 psychiatric hold to the 5050. Because those really are the odds. You see the need to keep creature listening. These are lovely menus, don't you think? So you can track his movements. You rub the talisman in your pocket, a fragment of mirror you stole from the hospital where you were born, and you move to the negotiations. Good behavior for a strawberry shake, not crying in public for more chocolate silk. Sugar is good. Feed the starving brain. But no, we can't get cigarettes now. All the stores are closed. Don't argue. When he comments on the beauty school student in the corner with her books and mannequin head, she is black and the mannequin is white, and he wants to do something about that. The spell of you are right. You are always right. Wouldn't you like a witness? Use the urgency of the helicopter's gunmetal whir to bend him into the car. After all, this is Los Angeles, and there is a need for spotlights and for mirrors and for a little smoke. They have your brand in that machine near the hospital. It's not so much a herding as it is a shepherding, as in the Lord is my, which you secretly intone all the way there.